Hachette Audio presents The Hunger of the Gods, Book 2 of the Bloodsworn Trilogy. Written by John Gwynn, read by Colin Mace.
What has gone before? Orca. Orca lives a solitary life in the hills with her husband Thorkell and their 10-year-old son, Brekka. They have built a home for themselves in the wild and trade in furs and skins with a nearby village when they need supplies. During a hunting trip, they discover a homestead burned out, two people murdered, and the murdered couple's son gone. Orca reports this to the local village, to Guthfar, a Drenga, warrior, and nephew of the local Jarl, or Lord, Jarl Sigrun. Brekka, Orca's son, finds a wounded Tenur, a magical creature with a liking for teeth, in the woods and brings it home. Orca, Thorkell, and Brekka attend an Althing, or meeting, as all residents of the district are summoned by Jarl Sigrun, the local lord. At this meeting they hear that Jarl Sigrun has sworn an oath of allegiance to Queen Helka, a powerful woman with ambitions to rule all Vigrith. A Holmganger duel is also fought between Verk, a local fisherman, and Guthfar. Verk wins the duel, but breaks the Holmganger rules, and so is slain by Jarl Sigrun's tainted warrior thrall. Upon returning home, Orca and Thorkell decide that it is time for them to move on and build a new home elsewhere. Orca goes to consult the Froa spirit, the powerful spirit and guardian of the ash tree, for guidance, but finds the Froa spirit dead, slain with fire and axes. Upon returning to her steading, she finds her home in flames, her husband, Thorkell, slain, and her son, Brekka, gone. She tracks the abductors, catches up with some of them and kills them, questions one and discovers that the man who took her son is called Drekka. She returns home, buries her husband and swears an oath, both of vengeance and to recover her abducted son. She arms herself and slips into Fellow village at night, finding Virk's two sons, Maud and Lif, tied to a post to await punishment for their attack on Guthfar in a failed attempt at vengeance for their dead father. Orca sets them free, then breaks into Jarl Sigrun's hall, wounds the Jarl, and interrogates her warrior thrall, a woman named Vafri, with the blood of Ulfrir, the wolf god, in her veins. Vafri tells Orca that she should be looking for a man named Drekka, and that he can be found in the fortress.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?